A Sri Lankan government deadline for Tamil Tiger rebels to let civilians leave the northern conflict zone ended today, with only about 100 reaching safe areas. Some 250,000 civilians are trapped in a 300-square-kilometer area where the rebels have been boxed in by advancing troops. Meanwhile, the Archbishop of Colombo, Oswald Gomez, condemned acts of violence against individuals and appealed that the freedom of every person should be assured. Judith Melby is the spokesperson for the UK-based Christian Aid Group. She said the situation for civilians caught in the conflict is dire.
What we have is a huge number of internally displaced people who are fleeing the fighting, and they're heading into government-controlled areas now. There's an estimated anywhere from 230,000 to 250,000 civilians who are trapped by the fighting. And we're talking about people as a member of the National Christian Council of Sri Lanka told us, people are traveling on foot, carrying nothing but their children. And the needs of these people is really, really desperate. And again, as in every conflict, the people who are trapped in the middle are always the innocent civilians. These civilians are being squeezed into an ever-shrinking corner up in the northeast of the country. The plan of the government is to establish what they call welfare villages for the displaced people. So that would include semi-permanent structures such as schools, health centers, and shelters. But obviously, people have to arrive there. And in the meantime, they're in desperate need of food and clean water.